We'll talk about more of that. So, bye. So, guys, what do you think about this new setup with all the tables?
You didn't even tell me where we're going. I'm already
recording. See, that's the thing. I just start recording naturally. I don't want to say ready to go.
Well, but, I mean, give me a heads up.
Okay, so no, we're ready to go. We're rocking and rolling.
Check, check.
But what do you guys
check.
Think of this whole new setup with this all new cameras and the new table?
This is fantastic. I mean, honestly, this is a heck of an upgrade.
It actually looks like a studio now. Right?
Yeah, it actually does. Like, this actually looks pretty professional.
Yeah, I think so, too. I just think there's a lot going on. There's a lot.
There's a lot of, like, wires and cameras and things set up here.
Yeah, for sure.
It's, like, very studio-ish.
I think Chris just keeps putting in more and more time and effort into this thing. It's just becoming, like, I don't know. It's becoming a lot.
Yeah.
You got a lot of stuff
going
on here, dude.
What is, like, part of the process?
No, 100%. Like, I'm not. Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's just like, wow. Yeah. Like, it's all like coming together, and it's like, holy shit, man, what it takes to actually like do a podcast professionally.
I mean, at this point, it's we're kind of straying away from like a podcast and actually like a like an actual like production at this point. Like, that's what it feels like. I mean, you got show controls right there in front of you. You can switch the cameras around.
Yeah,
this has gone beyond a podcast at this point.
But most podcasters use the A10 Mini and also the Rode.
That's true. I mean,
I think
it's
just very professional.
Yeah, exactly.
Super It's like looks your legit. Average, like right. beyond the average podcaster, I suppose, and what they have. And
what is an average podcaster?
Probably like shitty lighting, shitty background, like a.
Got Yeti microphones.
That's hey, like don't hate like, on the Yetis. They're
I don't
pretty
even
nice.
Think it'd be a Yeti microphone. I think it's just like a
little webcam thing.
A point and shoot.
Oh, not the webcam.
or like a point and shoot camera with a little mic on it.
Oh, geez, like the little Rode mic that just like points down. Yeah.
Well, some people will use an actual iPhone to do podcasts. So get two other.
Yeah,
iPhones.
It doesn't sound half bad, honestly.
No, they'll have like two iPhones. Like together looking at them and then also having like a wireless microphone hooked up to it.
Yeah.
But,
right. Yeah.
No, I dig it, man. I really like your equipment you got going on here. It's very nice, professional.
Yeah. After the whole cameras were bought, I actually went and got the tripods and the A10 Mini set up. Mm-hmm. A10 Mini is still brand new. We've got to go through and do a few adjustments and do a few edits with
it. So let's have a couple questions for you, Chris.
What do you want?
What else are you trying to do? Like, what's your end goal here?
The end goal is to go live. Like, pretty much get everything where we could get to the platform of putting it out on Spotify, putting it out on iTunes. We have all the equipment.
Yeah.
Everything's here. I've got to get more familiar with this A10 Mini because I can't be pressing buttons back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's just too much work.
I mean, we could always have someone off to the side pushing the buttons.
Well, there's actually like a software for this that you could go back and... Say I'm on camera 3 now. If I want to switch it to camera 2, you have the ability to switch it to a camera 2 instead of angle in the playback mode.
Yeah, I mean, this is really... I think this is super ideal for streaming. I think this is super, super useful for that. As far as, like, doing, like, pre-recorded stuff, I feel, you know, not too sure. Like, I like the fact that you can switch it around, but, I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, it does definitely make... everything a little easier.
But also having 3 cameras now, it's all a difference. We don't have just one sitting here in front of us. We got two different ones here to go more in depth.
Yeah. I really didn't think it was going to go this route, honestly.
You kept
giving us updates.
Yeah. Well, that was my question, though. The original question is like, so all the equipment, you feel like this is good. Like you're not going to buy anything else.
This is good for now. If anything, we'll get a new middle camera, which is not a removable lens. That's just a fixed lens. So
kind of just have all 3 of the same cameras.
Well, I was going to say, would you just get another one of those?
Yeah, I would get another one of the A6400s.
Yeah.
Because those work really well.
Mm-hmm.
I like the lens.
Now, what made you choose that camera?
That's what everybody recommended.
Oh, okay.
Either that or the 6400, the 6200 or...
Is as far as like budget friendly goes, the 6000 series are great. The 6100 is a good one too. But I think it just lacked one or two features that the 64 has.
And isn't there one like you wanted, but it's like stupid expensive?
FX30. Those FX30s, that's what I want.
Oh,
each one is like almost $1,500. That's not even a lens including.
I feel like this is like more than sufficient, dude. Like, look at the quality. Like, we're
Yeah, I don't think we need anything much better.
But I think with the I could also take these lenses when I get the FX30. I could also take that lens and put it on the FX30 to sell the body.
Yeah, interchangeable.
Yeah. Right. But, these work well for now. I mean, you can obviously tell by the quality of them how good they are.
Right. No, yeah, they're phenomenal. That's why I was saying, like, I don't know that you really need... what is it shimmering on there? You see it, like, shimmering?
That's the auto thing. That's the... audio.
So what it is, that's the shutter. It's picking up the refresh on the buttons.
Oh, I'm like,
that won't show on the playback.
No, I know, I know. I was just like, what is that? Just, I'm like, am I missing something?
No. A few brain cells, but
we gotta
if we ever Yeah, my plan with the
pod the guy talking, right?
Yeah.
Woo! No, that was
got ready guy.
Yeah,
I've been red all day, man. I don't know what's been going on.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You have an allergic reaction or something? What's going on? It's the pineapple juice.
I think it's the pineapple juice.
Oh god.
Maybe a little bit.
You doing okay?
Yeah. Okay. Why?
Because.
What's up?
You just told us that you're allergic to pineapple juice, and then you drink a whole thing of pineapple juice.
Yeah, my mouth hurts a little bit, but we're good.
All right. Moving on.
Yeah, and we are future moving wise on.
Beyond the podcast, we'd want to do a live video for TikTok or YouTube, and
yeah,
have a middle camera, and we'll just sit here and answer questions or just talk shit, you know?
Yeah,
because you just have friends or people that you know will just jump on the live and ask things, and it would just grow bigger over time.
Yeah,
but we had to sit for like an hour or two and just talk shit.
Yeah, I definitely it'd be I think a lot of fun to get to the point where we're just doing live streams.
Yeah,
I think that would be a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, and like interact with like everybody else. Because obviously,
The
more people you have, the easier it is. It's not like forced. I feel like when it's just the three of us, I mean, I feel like we bounce off each other pretty well. But then, like, just the more people that are in the mix that can kind of, you know, just have more conversation, it's just easier.
I think a fourth person, like a fourth person would be ideal.
Yeah, or like you were saying, though, like if we can go live on YouTube and we can sit there and have like the comments like on the computer.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Have people and then that just know. Answer the questions or whatever. Like that
Would be would send in their comments or concern, like say you're a welder. They'll say things for welding. Or,
yeah.
Wait, you're a welder?
Don't tell nobody. Yeah.
But supposedly, yeah, we're going to
have it supposedly.
But I think this would, like, to me, like, if we, I mean, I'm sure they could, you know, ask questions about, like, our other videos, but I feel like it would be more of whatever the topic is during that session. I don't know that it would move on to a previous video.
It could also
maybe
be.
Maybe it would, but I don't know.
They could also, like, have it where they put out, like, suggestions for the next episode.
And we could talk about it.
I mean, we just do like a Q&A thing and you know, whoever jumps into the chat. I mean, it just all depends on, you know, how many people do jump into the chat.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always going to be that
it's
chance
like
of
jump into the chat.
You're
hey, honestly,
I throw no questions.
Right.
Chris Nichols from Orlando is calling in.
Right.
Caller, you are on.
Like talking to yourself in the mic. Mm-hmm. In the headphones.
There is certain software where you could do like a stream, like say we're at home doing our webcams, and there could be call-ins where people actually call into the show.
Yeah.
That's sick. You could actually talk to
software that does that.
Yeah.
That'd be dope. I didn't know.
But I've also looked into the software of how we're going to be doing our streams at home with the podcast, with the webcam. I've got either, either use StreamYard, I'll use Riverside. I don't know if you heard of that or not.
Yeah.
So I'll use that software and tap you guys in. That way we have like a, sort of like a web-based podcast when we're not here together.
Yeah. So basically then we would just have to get a camera and a mic and then maybe headphones.
We can run OBS at the house, though.
OBS.
If you have OBS, you can just put in a stream link in there, in which I believe your program would be able to provide. And so that way we could just literally our stream goes directly to you.
Well, you could also have – I figured a way to put the camera to the web – make it a webcam. You could do the same for your Canon. Mm. You have to get a certain – you got to get a specific cord for it to hook up to your computer, but it could work with any camera. Mm-hmm. You can make it to webcam. All you need is a microphone and the like a little soundboard for the microphone.
Soundboard?
Well, like an adjuster, like an equalizer.
That way an audio interface.
Interface, pretty much, yeah.
In order to like actually make it work.
To use something like this.
Yeah, with the computer.
Well, you can do it that way, but the cool thing about these mics, they do have that USB-C interface on the back of it, so you could just plug it into USB and it'll be perfectly fine.
That's probably what I would do. Yeah.
Like this to keep it
just for like a
exactly. Like I already have like an audio interface, a mic, all that set up in there. So it's not something I would need to, you know, get a, you know, set of. The only thing I would need to do is get a better tripod for my camera.
I just showed you a good one.
Yeah, no, no. I'm honestly probably going to order that one when I get home.
Yeah, that's the newer one I told him about. That one's like not even $100.
I think I would get one that would like, just like an arm that would connect to my desk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then that way it's not like a whole tripod. It's just like an
arm. You could. But they also make ones that it could, yeah, they also have that. They have one of those on top of the monitor. It's like a little shelf.
Mm-hmm.
You put on top of there too.
You know, get a B-roll like camera stand.
One with the wheels. Just goes around like this.
Just pans over.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. It would be pretty sick, wouldn't it?
But yeah, that's something that's going to be looking to in the future with doing it remotely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But on to the next one. Let's see what we got here. So, Chris, your trip to Virginia, how was that
experience? How was that?
What'd you go for, first off?
Yeah. So, I have a, first of all, let's give a little bit of a backstory so it makes sense.
Backstory time.
Because then everybody would, I mean, maybe not everybody, but kind of.
Well, we got to at least tell the audience like how you got there.
Yeah, so like I went to Virginia for work. Had an opportunity to move up there, so I did. And long story short, I got my first house. It was a townhome, and lived in it for a while I was up there. This guy.
Was it irritating you?
Hey, right. I lived in it for a while, and then I my goal was always to make it my rental property. So I bought it in a good area that had good schools, and I took all that stuff into consideration. So when it
had good schools,
yeah, good school zones.
Oh, okay.
Like you got to think about that because when families move in, they want to be able to put their kid in like the good.
I mean,
Like sex offenders are there.
Yeah, that's good.
Right. So good area, sought after area within the town I was in.
Great lake in the back.
Great lake in the back.
Yeah. Nice great lake.
Yeah. It's a good little spot, man, for like a starter home. And then, the goal was to always rent it out. So eventually down the line, I was able to do so. And then I moved back to Florida. So my tenants actually just moved out on the 31st. So I just wanted to go up there and walk with my property manager and make sure that all of our expectations were met. Like he knew my expectations. I walked with him, made sure that, that everything was kosher and he wasn't just going to let things slide and not get fixed and stuff like that. Cause I don't want to take anybody's deposit, but if I need to fix something, I don't want them to just take off without, you know, utilizing that money.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
how was it like, I guess, having a property manager out of state? Cause we have property managers here in Florida for our properties.
Yeah.
But how was it like out of state knowing that you can't physically go over there? You have to be on the
telephone. No, like it's one of those things you kind of have to just, it sucks because I'm pretty handy. I can do a lot of things around the house.
You good with your hands?
He's good with his hands.
These guys. So
I have a lot of practice. Got a lot of practice working.
Oh, he's got a ton of practice.
Okay. So pretty handy. So I'm able to fix a lot of stuff. So it sucks having to pay people to fix shit that you know you could fix on your own. But being that you're so far away, you do need a property manager. They do take, I'm sure they're all different, but mine takes 10% of the rent.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, but it sucks because you know you can do what they're doing. You know what I mean? But it does make it very easy. For me, they just call me if there's anything that happens. They just call me and basically they have somebody on call of whatever the problem is and they just get my okay and then they go and fix it. So it's pretty much hands off for me. I just take their calls, give the the yay or nay and that's it. But it is kind of mind boggling, you know, that it is all the way up there and you can't go and see it whenever you want. You know what I mean? Basically, when I went up there, I was pretty nervous because it was the first time I've seen it in like a year and a half.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh gosh. And they had a dog. And that was my first set of tenants. And they had a dog. So I was like really nervous about like the carpet and like.
Did you take a pet deposit?
Yeah. Well, yes, I took a pet deposit and then they actually pay every month a right. small amount because extra because extra they have a pet.
Because they have a pet. Yeah.
So
that's kind of like what we do.
Yeah. So yeah.
But like, how was It's like that experience. Like, would you recommend like having a rental property out of state? Because I've heard of like people on TikTok saying, "I got like 200 properties across the country and whatnot."
It sounds like a nightmare, but at the same time, could be nice.
Well, 10% cut though, is that really a something that's okay thing compared to like 25%?
25% seems excessive.
Yeah, like that is very extreme. But I think it's all, based on like. So you got to think about it, okay? Like, how much is your mortgage? You know, do the numbers make sense? If you're renting out for X amount of dollars, and you get a property manager, and they're taking X amount of the percentage, like, does that is it worth it? Is it worth having the property manager? You know what I mean? Yeah. In some cases, in my case, I have to have one, so maybe shopping around would help out a little bit with that percentage, but. I mean, you got to do it. So I guess, you know, yeah.
Yeah, it is taking a big risk having that out of state, but also like not, I guess you got to choose the right property manager as well.
No, yeah, you got to have a good property manager. Someone's gonna actually good communication and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to say so, like I wouldn't, if you have a choice, obviously, if you could, you know, buy a house that's in the same state or even like near you, obviously you want to do that before you would just go buy a house in another state. But then I also think deals present themselves and you kind of have to like hop on those deals that present themselves. Like
absolutely.
There's a lot of things in Orlando or just Florida in general. Florida is a very sought after place to live. So everything's very expensive in Florida. So it's hard to buy houses, especially when you're first starting out and you don't have, like I started from nothing. Like nobody gave me any money or anything like that. So it's tough for me to try to buy something when there's all these other investors that maybe are just, you know, got lucky and you know, are very successful or, you know, got a lot of money handed to them
or bought it before.
I mean, they can buy whatever they want. It doesn't matter. And they're paying over sticker price or whatever.
I've seen that a lot.
Lately. Yeah.
That's like, what's screwing me over with the home right. line because when I go to look for a home and it has an asking price, somebody blows me out the water. Like
they blow me out the water, how much they were willing to pay for it and they pay cash.
Yeah. That's
sometimes they're not even in the state and they'll buy it.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. I've seen that a few times.
They're on a whole other level though, dude.
Like, they're like conspiracy theory of like BlackRock's what they're saying that are buying it, which
yeah.
could be plausible, but
yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
You got people going in there asking or, you know, throwing out 30-40% more than
yeah,
what
you
got to
think about it, man. If you have a lot of money and you don't like care. The house could be like torn all the way down, but if you have the money to fix it up and rent it out, I'm assuming that's their thought process. Like they don't care because they just have all these other properties making them buku money.
I mean, it's either that or they're wanting the property more than the house.
They want the property, probably just resell it or just flip it, do a quick flip right. or something like that.
Yeah.
A but demo and flatten it
most
out.
Most of them have so much money, they don't care what they lose on it. They're going to either break even or just yeah. have somewhat of a profit for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're going to make money either way they look at it, either way what they do with it, you know.
I'm just not there. I don't have that luxury of being able to willy-nilly
not a
just
lot
buy
of
stuff.
Nobody has a luxury.
No man.
So I even thought about selling it and actually trying to get another property here in Florida. But the problem is I bought that house pre-pandemic, so I got a really good deal on it. And it just, those deals that I got on it then, it doesn't exist anymore.
No, I mean, not only that, but just the percentage of the house, the interest rate of the houses
interest
now
rates, yeah.
is just wild, and they're just getting worse.
Yeah, well, honestly. That's what makes it so expensive, right? Like you could back in the day, you could get a $400,000 house that bought you more house to begin with, but then the interest rate is so low you could afford it. Now you got a $400,000 house that's
at 7%.
At 7%, that is a matchbox.
But not only the interest rate is bad, but also you're putting on top of insurance for it, which is
yeah. It's depending what type of loan you go through. Like,
also, your property taxes. Too.
Property taxes. Yeah.
Property taxes. Screw
people.
You every
people
time,
don't
think about that, right?
I looked at so many houses, and I got my offer accepted on a house actually, and then I did it a little backwards, but I started digging a little bit deeper into why the mortgage was so expensive, And it was because of the property taxes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was absurd how much the property tax. And like, you're not, that's not paying down your principal. Like, that's not
Man, that's just the taxes that go straight to the state.
Yeah. So I was like, no. So there's a lot of houses I turned down because of that, actually.
Yeah. It's crazy because, like, now you'll look at houses that are, you know, anywhere from $400,000 to $600,000. It's really not much that you're getting.
No.
You know, but I know what, like 10 years ago.
$600,000 will get you a good house.
Yeah. Right. It'll get you a good house. But I mean,
$400,000 will actually get you $450,000.
$400,000 is probably your
$400,000,
ideal.
Right.
That'll get you your 3.2.
That'll get you a 3.2. You start stepping into 4.2s. You can start looking at 4.2s around that $400,000 to $450,000.
Yeah.
You know, around 2000.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I've been looking the last few weeks.
What are you talking about? Where though?
Around this, around over in Orlando, like over by UCF area,
Oviedo area.
Yeah, maybe
not straight Oviedo, but like more like if you're Winter looking Park. Like
Conway.
Yeah, actually, yeah, over in that area,
like Belle Isle, where I used to live.
There's quite a bit of houses in the 400s in there.
Well, 400.
Yeah, but it's a Matchbox. Is our point?
No, not a Matchbox,
bruh.
I can pull
it. I almost want to pull it up. Somebody pull it up.
So I got you.
So you're saying a 4-bedroom, 2-bath. With the garage is around 400, you're saying?
Yeah, give or take. Belle Isle. Yeah.
It up.
I don't know about Belle Isle. I know in areas close to Goldenrod area by Cimarron, maybe we'll have it for that price. But I've looked.
Don't even filter it that much, Carlos. Just put house. Just put house. Don't even knock yourself that hard.
No, I'm gonna make it as specific as possible.
But Carlos, I've been looking
it loads up.
Remember, I didn't say that there was nothing for 400. I said there was not
a decent
one. It's not a Matchbox. Where's that at? It's on the map.
I know, but this is so much easier sometimes to just do it this way.
Well, where's that at?
Meadowwoods.
Oh, man.
It's not terrible, but yeah.
So look. Let's back out of this.
Okay. You just scroll down.
Okay. So we're gonna go to Belle Isle, which is
Holden Heights, man.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah, you're in the bad side of town. There you go, Belle Isle, right over there.
So we got 467.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too bad of it.
Yet. No.
It's pretty good. 467, 4-bedroom, 3-bath.
It's a little small. It's a little on the small side.
1,500 square feet.
I mean, that's not super small, but I mean.
1,500 square feet?
1,500, granted, you know, what you live in.
No, but I've looked at houses that are like around 1,000, but like that's like extra, what, 500 feet?
Yeah, that's actually not bad.
No, not bad. I mean.
455, you got another 1,500 square feet, 4.2. That's not bad either. But, I mean, honestly, those are the only two houses. And then you got this one.
That's not bad at all.
No, that one's actually not bad.
But,
I mean, that's literally...
What I'm saying, though, like, it's out there. You just got to look a little bit, but it's out there.
Yeah, 422.
Thing is, like,
it's doable within that range.
The thing is out there, but... Like within a matter of minutes or hours.
But I mean, you know, at like over 400, 450, whatever, you know, that interest rate is ridiculous without having to put down 100 grand.
I mean, it's all ridiculous.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what price.
That's essentially what we're getting at, though.
Yeah.
And everyone's telling you wait for the crash, but I don't think there's any crash.
Honestly, it's just like it's weird because, like, especially like when the summer started hitting, I started seeing some of the prices knocked down. But now that I started checking again a couple of weeks into summer, I started seeing the prices go right back up to where they were before. So I'm like, I don't think there's going to be a crash. No. I really don't think so. And if it happens, it's not going to happen within the next 3 to 4 years.
I can see more of a stock crashing more than that.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah,
I think that's built up.
We're getting close, aren't we?
But do you see? I see a lot of people pulling out their money, and the stocks are dropping down a little bit.
Yeah, because people are getting scared.
Yeah, well, everything in the stock market, every reaction is an overreaction. So, if somebody starts pulling out their cash,
everyone else
that's a big player. Yeah. Well, then why are they doing it? So all the smaller players want to follow the big players because they think they know what they're doing. So of course they're going to start pulling out their money, the smaller players, and that just compounds, and all of a sudden shit starts dropping left and right, and then everybody just hops on the bandwagon, and then everybody's pulling their money out because it's going down because it's an overreaction. I'm not saying it's not propped up. I think it is propped up, the stock market, with all this money everybody printed and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But I think there will be a crash in the stock market. Yeah, I think there'll be a pretty big correction, I believe. But
is it going to affect everything else?
But historically, I mean, I don't know.
Anything in America, when the stocks going to affect the whole world, whether it's inflation or stocks crashing, it just affects everybody.
That's true, yeah.
But historically, stocks always go up, you know? Like over time, if you look at a massive chart, it has dips along the way, but it's always an uptrend. It doesn't ever just fall completely on its face. I mean, I know 2008, whatever, but look at now. It did fall. It crashed hard, but it's still going up. It was a hard fall, but it's still trending up.
It wasn't much of a fall, though.
There's a little bit of dips here and there, but I don't see any significant falls yet. But people are still pulling their money out, though. So.
True,
but we'll see. I don't know for sure. I can't really tell.
Yeah, I mean, if you're, it depends. I guess it depends on how you invest. If you're just one of those people that buy dividend stocks, and you just, in my opinion, and you just buy and hold, and you just, you know, earn the dividend payment, then I guess you, whatever. But I guess at that point in time, it's then when do you buy? You know what I mean? Because you don't want to buy at the peak, even though it is a dividend paying stock. You don't want to buy at the peak because with dividend paying stocks, you want your stock to grow over time as well, which would grow your portfolio, your dollar amount that you have in there. So if you bought at a peak and then it fell on its face, well, yeah, you're going to lose a lot of the money that you initially put in. In the moment, you'll gain it back over time. But what if you bought it after it crashed and you reaped the benefit of it coming back up, if that makes any sense? But
it does make sense.
End of the day, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I would still invest in the stock market, maybe not like dividend investing. I wouldn't probably do it as heavy. Like right now, I'll probably focus, since it's uncertain, I'll probably focus more on paying my house off or paying it down.
No.
Obviously wouldn't refinance it until the interest rates
drop,
right? Because that wouldn't make any sense. But my goal is to pay off my house, because if I can pay that off and just,
it's a huge
maybe not play it completely off because of other reasons, but pay it down a significant amount, so when I do refinance it, I can net a lot of the rent.
But can't you take out money of the value of the home through the bank?
Home equity line of credit.
You could buy another HELOC. House with that, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you technically don't have to pay your house off. You could also take that money and go buy another property and let the property pay for itself.
Yeah, you could do that.
Right. A lot of people would say don't pay your house off, right? But because, you know, being able to pull equity out and stuff like that. And don't quote me on that, because I think once you pay it off, you can no longer use the HELOC, or you can't get a HELOC once it's paid off. I'm not sure on that, but I think that's the case. Okay. But maybe you still can. I don't know. But either way, I mean, yeah, you can pull that HELOC out of your home, the you know, the equity out of your home, and try to buy another house with that equity. But the more I looked into that, the more I don't know. Maybe there's some things I don't know, but it doesn't make sense, because the home equity line of credit is not a fixed rate. It's a variable rate. So it moves with the market. So like if you took the money out and you use that as your down payment on your next house, right? When you bought the house, the rate was at 5% on your line of credit, right? But then over time, it goes to 7 or 8 or 9 or 10.
Right.
Now you're paying all this money on that line of credit, and it doesn't make sense anymore, because you bought the house thinking you're going to rent it out for X amount of dollars.
You end up not.
And the mortgage is X amount of dollars. But then you still have to pay that line of credit, but now it's surpassed what you thought it was going to. And now the numbers don't make sense. You're not making money anymore. Long story short, I would use a home equity line of credit for something that is very quick. So if like you're doing a house flip and you need to like use that 30 grand of equity to buy new cabinets for the kitchen, and then you're going to sell the house.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Then you pull the money back out, whatever you gained on top of it, and then that's what I would use.
When that house sells, you just pay it right back.
Well, what do I know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big risk. That's part of life, though. Yeah.
Risk it for investments. The biscuit, dude, or else you're just going to be poor forever on a hamster wheel. Excuse me. So. I don't want to be on a hamster wheel. Like
none of us want to be on a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
Like an NPC.
Life is a hamster wheel sometimes, though.
I think we're on the wrong
I'm just
business.
Trying to pay my electric bill.
Right. I just got my electric bill 2 days ago. It was like almost $400.
$400?
Yeah.
Electric what bill? The hell are you doing? You like DJing in there?
No.
Some lights and shit?
No, man. It's okay. Just it's just what my electricity's at, dude. It's expensive.
This man runs his air on fucking 59 degrees.
No, like 61.
Close enough.
No, honestly, it's set at 75.
That's wild, Carl.
Speaking of expensive,
electricity is just expensive on my side of town, apparently.
Oh, speaking of expensive, like what is like? I guess I was at a high rise the other day. Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
And I was just thinking to myself, like, how much are these like penthouses go for?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them like they get the whole floor to themselves. Like,
yeah.
And I've never been to like one of those like tall
skyscrapers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But being up that high is pretty amazing, like how nice the views are. And
yeah, I can
like
only
that.
Imagine how much that thing's goes. I mean, I'm assuming it's probably
but like $2 million. Like, imagine those ones in Miami, the penthouses there, yeah. How much those go for compared to like the ones here in Orlando.
Probably great views.
The HOA fee on those penthouses or whatever.
HOA fees in general just suck.
Suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me,
whoa. Yo, we got that excuse in stereo.
This man's blowing up.
Jeez. At least I've just been letting him rip, you know, down over here, but, you know, just being quiet about it.
But isn't it like kind of like an irritating thing if you live that high up, say if you got something and you're in your car, you get all the way back up?
Oh, that's
pain
that's,
in the ass.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah.
I think I would live in a high rise for, I would want the experience, like live there for a year or two, like just for the experience, but.
I think you'd be over it within 2 weeks, especially if you left your keys or something downstairs.
Yeah, and then groceries. Like,
oh,
think about just the life, like day-to-day living. Like
it's bad. Like whenever we do installs for any like 25th floor lawyer's office, like we're doing right now, most of the time you can't cut inside the building. You have to bring everything back downstairs and cut it and then go back up.
Oh, my gosh.
So if I mess it up, I got to go back down and go back up. It's like 20 minutes worth of travel time.
Yeah, that's got to be.
I'll be cutting that shit on the balcony.
And then at that point, you start just looking in the drone deliveries.
Yeah, right.
You're also taking all your tools with you, too. Up the, well, luckily, I got an elevator, not stairs. But yeah. All your tools up there. Mm-hmm. End of the day, you got to bring it back down.
Yeah.
You got to take material.
I'd start tossing them out the window. That's just me.
Don't need that.
Well, the contractor, they were framing. The contractor said, the contractor was like, you break the window, I'll push you out the window with it.
Damn.
It's one way to go. It's not a quick way to go.
Don't fuck it up. Don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
I feel like that's a long way down.
25 floors, yeah.
I mean, you'd have a lot to think about before you went squish.
But I was thinking, though, too, like, what compared to, like, that, New York, they got, like, what, 85, 90 floors?
Oh, yeah, huge.
So imagine, like, 25 if you're trying, is nothing compared. Like, you go to New Yorker to that, you'd be like, it's nothing. Go to, like, a...
That's so high in the air. Like, if you're trying to fly... Jump off one of them bitches.
I mean, you would have, you know, by the time you got like a quarter way down, like the scared factor would just be gone and you'd just be there floating still. Like
that much time to think.
Have you guys gone skydiving before?
No, I would like to though.
Carlos, have you gone?
No.
I never gone either.
I had to think about that.
No.
I've done a lot of things.
Well, I mean, you do shrooms. You kind of float when you do that.
Honestly, yeah. That's a hell
of a trip.
It's a hell of a trip.
You don't need no parachute for that big
deal. He can walk when he takes
I mean, you know, also when you die, you have that same exact feeling, so that's also another thing.
When he takes those shrooms, he puts that Jesus Walk song from Kanye. He just...
Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus walks with me.
Now, turn.
Oh, man.
Well, have you ever had it where... I remember when we used to play, and you used to get pissed off, and then you hear your dad...
Oh, yeah, banging on the wall.
Oh, yeah, that
those
was
the good days, yeah.
Damn, that quality is fire.
Oh, yeah, that's fire quality. Really nice.
Look at my shade, look at that.
Dang, look at that line, son.
Oh, right? Lines. Look at that. Sheesh. Look at that.
Dang. Nope. Chris, remember that, though, when your dad used to beat the wall when he got pissed cursing at it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nothing beats the poor office chair.
Or it's more funnier. it was more funnier when we put in Halo and you start cussing, then your mom's like, Chris, stop cussing in there.
Yeah.
He's swearing like sailors.
Getting the Warhawk.
Yeah. Halo used to get me so mad.
Bro, you used to turn red.
I still have videos of you when you're getting pissed at it with Chris. Remember back in the day, your buddy Chris?
Yeah. Was that his name, Chris?
Yeah.
Was it Chris?
Yeah.
There was a Chris?
Used to fucking sword or something like that. You're saying you're pissed.
Yeah. And I remember that because he had like this high pitched voice. He was like, "What are you trying?" He's like, "I'm trying." Couldn't fucking do it. I'm like, you fucking suck.
That's
Halo 3, man. Best Halo.
Have you tried a new Halo?
I will never play another Halo.
No. It, like honestly, they brought back like the three play style.
What?
Like Halo 3 play style?
Halo 3 play style.
Yeah, and the new one.
The problem with Halo now is, A, it's not made by Bungie. That's the biggest thing. And then B, the ranking system.
The mic. The mic's like right in your face. Look at the shot. Now it's better. There you go. Mm. I'm a little bit OCD with my microphones. That was ruining the shot. Right in front of you.
It was ruining the shot.
That big black thing in front of your face.
Guy's a fucking trip.
You gotta remember when you're talking into the mic, you just gotta grab it.
No, right there is fine. You're talking fine.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah.
You don't gotta be lips to lips to it like you're about to make out with it. You just right there.
Carlos is about to give us a demonstration.
Grab
it and do what?
I'm telling your wife.
So you gotta grab it by the shaft. And then you just talk into it.
Yeah. You don't have to be that close.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just back up, dude. Relax.
It's fine.
Just wanted to make it dramatic.
But I was just saying, nostalgically wise, those games back in the day are just, I guess we're out of touch with the newer games, but we love the Halo.
Yeah, we don't have time for that shit anymore.
Nope. We're too busy filming and doing podcasts trying to get some money.
Trying to get some money.
I play games.
Yeah.
What games do you play? Pornhub.
HD.
No, those have been blocked. Oh,
POV.
POV. Wide angle. No. 3D, bitch.
Does that VR sort of like how Ready Player One is, that movie?
Dude, I rewatched that the other day. I love that movie.
Such a great movie.
I have it on Blu-ray. I should put it on Blu-ray right here and watch it.
No, it's phenomenal.
It's a great movie. Trash.
No, it's sick.
I
wish that was real.
So, I mean, we're not too far from it.
We're not too far. No.
If you ever get a chance to, or if you ever meet anybody that has the Vision Pros are about as close as we're going to get with them, at least for right now, to like having a scenario like Ready Player One.
Like that game is nasty.
Yeah, like if you guys ever get a chance, like just take a peep at the Vision Pros from Apple.
Yeah.
Granted, they're $3,000.
Oh, fuck.
They're $3,000?
Yes, they're $3,000.
See, this is one of those situations where you would like pull it up. The Vision Pros.
Yeah. Right? I would.
This would be a situation.
Yeah, this where would. You would yeah, like, definitely pull it up, a situation.
You know what I mean? Like you don't have to. I'm just saying this would be like.
From my understanding, I think Apple did discontinue them.
Yeah, I heard they stopped making them.
Yeah, because of the issues that they're finding, especially with people that have the automated driving for their cars and stuff like that. People were just using them while they're driving, which granted the latency with the Vision Pros and what you see on the outside world is it's pretty damn good. Like you really can't tell the difference between there's no latency really, but there's just a weird gray line because it's technically obstructing your eyes.
Well, sure. It's on your face.
Right, but the beauty of it is it's like I can see my hands just fine.
See-through, yeah.
It's not really see-through. There's actually there's full-fledged screens in front of your face, but the thing is it has so many cameras in the front and the amount of latency that between those cameras capturing what's in front of you
right.
and what goes to your eyes are so small that you can drive just fine, make actual
adjustments. Thought it was actually see-through.
No, it's not see-through at all. Oh, wow. Yeah, it makes it look like on the advertisement for it, it makes it look like it's see-through, but it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the OLEDs are right there in front of your face. But
I mean, it's pretty cool because you could, like, pop up a screen there.
Right, and the cool thing about it is, like, you can walk through your house and have different rooms set up with different screens. So it makes a whole visual, you know, it takes, you know, like having a workstation at home or something like that. It's really cool. I mean, I think the tech is really awesome. I think people misused the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
And abused it and just was just plain ignorant on when and where to use this tech. Driving is not one of them.
Right.
You know, I don't care if you can see or not, but you're going to get hauled away if you're caught driving it like that.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, I think they're really cool. I mean,
yeah, but that was like, and I agree with you, that's probably the closest we'll get. But like, for it's now. Cool because like with Ready Player One, like it's like a whole another world. Like,
right. And that's what Apple was really trying to, at least that's what it seemed like they were trying to do.
Yeah.
Was to really bring that virtual.
Like the start of something.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. You know, there's no controls. There's no, you know, it's all.
Oh, there isn't any controls?
No controls.
Oh, wow.
It's all sensed. It'll to the point where it'll actually detect your fingers individually and stuff like that. Like where you can grab something, you can open it, but, you know, close it out.
Mm.
It was pretty cool how it tied into everything Mac OS wise. Wow. So
I didn't know all that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I think the other one that is just is pretty close to it would be like the Oculus Quest 3, I think it is. It has a lot of the same tech.
That's the one with the Beat Saber, right?
Yeah, that one's more geared for gaming and stuff like that. Where,
not like real world. Like
where
real
yeah,
life
where the
kind of thing.
Where the Vision Pro, like I think, definitely really I could see its place in is in the medical field. You know, for when you're working on different parts of body and stuff like that, if you need to see more in detail of something, or get a
you proper have, like, measure, notes all around you.
You can have notes like that. You can actually get measurements. Like if you're looking at a piece of bone, you can look down, and the LiDAR that's built into these headsets can actually take a measurement of what you're looking at. So,
you guys think he did his research?
No, he just hasn't.
This man knows all about it, bro.
He just has a passion
for it. No, it's not only that, but I really like...
No, there's nothing wrong with it. You're just like telling me, you're like, dude, it measures shit. Like,
well, he's got a passion for it. I mean,
did you want to buy some?
Huh?
Did you want to buy some?
I definitely don't have one sitting at home.
He does. He's got one sitting at home. It just doesn't work.
I'll stop by the house.
Do you think they'll make another one again?
You have
like more?
No.
I'm sure they'll make more later on.
No. I've been looking for one secondhand, but they're going for more than what they went for new.
Well, I'm sure now people want to resell them. They're doing like three times the price of
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Honestly, this thing got me laxed.
Like, yeah, honestly, yeah, the drink
eyes
was pretty
like,
good.
Feel heavy, bro.
They're like, well, this alcohol. So give
no, 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 no. This is... I don't know.
But you don't know what it is?
That was a concoction I made.
That right there. I drink a couple of those on a cruise ship, buddy. Be fucking sweet.
Bro, you drink those a couple of those anytime.
You send me the mix.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
my secret
honestly.
Formula. I can't give you that mix.
Oh, come on.
This is a fucking Krabby Patty, bro.
Come on, Mr. Krabs.
This is a, what is it, McDonald's? Like, this is a Big Mac of it, you know? No,
bro,
I'll give
it's,
you the
it's a drink, not a Big Mac sauce.
I'll give you the essentials to put it together. Well, they got these like TikTok pages and YouTube shorts.
Honestly, I found some pretty good recipes off of TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok and YouTube shorts.
There's a.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I kind of like how relaxed I am off of that shit.
No, that's nice.
I don't know.
Have you guys tried that? Seen the Dubai candy bar?
Huh?
The what?
The Dubai candy bar.
You're talking about.
I've been seeing a bunch on TikTok where basically people are, I think it's like coconut, like, strands. They're cooking it down and then they're mixing it with pistachios, paste and then making a candy bar out of it.
Oh, okay.
Pistachios.
It looks super good. I've been wanting to try it. I might.
So fucking random.
Like, I don't know why, but I don't know why, but I was looking at Chris and it reminded me of it.
You know, Chris, I'm surprised you don't make boiled penis at your house.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, you have your own pot.
Yeah, you really should. You know, honestly, you should just get a thing to make boiled peanuts, set up a sign. You know, you got that bar right there.
What bar are you talking about? Yeah, for real. He don't got no damn bar. He's got a damn garage with a mechanic shop. No,
there's a bar, like, right down the street.
Oh, you're talking about
the
bar.
Oh, are they saying
you're saying sell to the people at the bar.
Oh, they said you had a bar. You got plenty of traffic, dude. They're just clicking.
I get what he's saying.
Yeah, until some county person.
You got the bar right on the road. I was thinking the same thing he was thinking, like a in the kitchen.
Yeah. We're in a bar there.
He's like, you know, fucking bar.
He's poor.
He's a poor.
He's a poor.
He got no bar.
He got a dog.
He got a tent, a dog. Yeah. He got a tent for a house.
Not a tent.
Tent city. Chris, how do you feel when you have a girl?
Yeah, how do you feel?
When you have a daughter.
Yeah.
What do you say when?
Yeah, when?
Like it'll happen.
It's happening.
You're gonna have a girl.
It's gonna happen.
Some damn water on you.
This is particle board, man.
This is plywood.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Are you asking how I would feel if I had a daughter versus a boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how would you feel, like, I guess, if you had like a daughter after
I wouldn't
grow up?
Care, honestly. Like, whatever. Would I? If you're gonna ask me what I would prefer, if I'm being honest, probably a boy.
We all would say that.
Why? Yeah, like
you know, do car stuff.
Do car stuff, dirt bikes.
Oh, the girl's still gonna do car stuff.
Going to strip club with them.
That too.
Because there's a different dynamic. Hooters.
Dude, there's nothing like going to a strip club with a baby strapped on you.
You go to Hooters.
That's true.
Like, look at that ass, bro.
Make that ass shake.
It is.
Don't mind Tommy, dog. We getting after it.
Sir, why is
You're
there a pacifier?
This one, dude.
Why'd you throw a pacifier at me? Sorry, that's my daughter's.
Well, it'd be a... Oh, never mind.
Oh. It would be...
What? I mean, sure. I mean...
It'd be a different dynamic, though, having a
different type of pacifier.
Compared to having a son.
What the fuck is he talking about, dude?
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about taking
his daughter to the club. Anyway, so... Looking a weirdo, dude. Yeah, no, it'd be a different dynamic. I don't know. I feel like you'd be like pumped up whenever your kid, like your his first everything. If we're talking about that kind of shit,
yeah,
comes home, dad. I just like you know whatever, like, good job. You know what I mean? But then your girl comes home and she told you that she lost her virginity or something. I'm like, who the fuck?
Oh yeah, like honestly, I was talking to my wife about that earlier. And I told her that I'm going to keep a shotgun once, you know, once she becomes of age.
What do you mean of age?
I mean, like, once she's over 10. Like, there's going to be a shotgun in the house. If
over 10?
Yeah.
I thought he was meant 18.
No.
Yeah, but that wouldn't make sense because, like, you don't have to be over 18 in order to...
So
10.
Yeah, 10.
Wow. Starting early.
Well, I just say 10 just because, like, that's...
I would say teens.
I say 10 because that's like 13, when, you know, kids start like hanging out of other people's houses and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I don't know they're doing anything until...
No, I don't think so either. But I mean, even if someone looks at her wrong, like their head's coming off.
That might be a problem.
I might have a problem.
You don't know if it's a girl or a guy.
No, we don't know. I mean, like I said, we're just playing.
For your sake, I hope it's a boy. Overprotective dad.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty bad.
I think the problem is you know the more protective you are, the more bullshit they're going to end up doing because you're protective.
Yeah, I know. And it's just going to be really hard to let them do the bullshit without...
But if you had a son, it's like, are you going to another party? All right, here's a condom.
No, I think I would still be the same, honestly.
With a girl?
With
absolutely
both.
Not. I know that's fucking one.
No. I mean, I would, the same way I treat the girl, I would end up treating the boy.
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, that's you, but I mean.
I think I would be more hard on the girl to make better decisions. Because I feel like girls just get taken advantage of so much easier than boys. I'm not saying boys can't get taken advantage of, but I feel like girls are more.
I mean, that can definitely go either way. I think it just depends on how they're raised and how their personality is in general.
Girls are more swayed, I feel. It's my own opinion.
Yeah.
Especially if they really like somebody, girls be falling in love and shit like super quick. I'm like, but daddy's different.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that.
They're all different, honey. They're all different. They're all the one.
Right. But daddy did this. I don't give a fuck.
You said the one was last week.
Fuck daddy, dog. Don't tell me to hit the road, dude.
It is more difficult, though, and also with social media nowadays, too, with them being on there.
Yeah.
Being that
dude,
young.
Oh,
yeah,
your dude. Your daughter had OnlyFans. Holy shit.
But even though having them exposed to TikTok and all that BS at 8 years old, 9 years old, is still pretty toxic, too.
This world's going to shit.
Having them exposed to a phone in general is bad.
Yeah, but also social media.
You got to give them, like, an iFlip, dude. Give them a flip phone. So...
If you guys think about, like, back in the day, like, back in high school, mm-hmm. whenever they used to walk around with those boxes of candy,
mm-hmm.
like, I never thought anything of it, but uh-huh. looking back at it now, that was ingenious.
They still do it.
Like, you buy a box of candy that's a 50-piece box for $20 uh-huh. and sell it $1 a pop. I should have been doing that. What was I thinking?
What was it? Last year, I bought about 50 of them.
50 what?
50 of those candy bars from somebody at work.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Never got the box.
Damn. Ripped you off.
You're not you when you're hungry.
No, I wasn't really thinking, to be fair. So, I was just kind of mad I never got my box, and I hadn't thought about it till now.
Oh, you didn't even...
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it till now.
Now you gotta go find it. You gotta go find the box now. You already paid for it.
You spent that much in candy bars.
Yes, I did.
But you didn't get them out of the box when you gave him the money?
No.
What do you mean no?
Because he was taking pre-orders. Should have known by then. Should have known.
He played you, bro.
Should have known.
You don't even need the bars. You're just robbing people.
Bro, you go into your workplace, you tell people that you're selling candy for your children, your cousin, your mother, your wife, whatever.
They're like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They'll you got your pre-order slips. Man, I just made these on Photoshop. People believe it, like I did.
It's a pretty good scheme.
I honestly, you know, we should talk about this off camera.
Talk about scheming about the more off camera.
Worst mistake you can ever do is if you see those the Girl Scouts out there, and they have the boxes, and you're stoned. It's just.
You're buying them.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's burping. Okay. Calm down. Okay. So you bought the Girl Scout cookies when you were just
high. You'll walk out of there with like 100 boxes.
Okay.
I wonder if they target high people. Like,
oh no, 1,000%. I've seen it happen over on the one on Orange.
Yeah.
Like you know the demographics together, that walk in there.
Let's get this motherfucker.
Like you know it's bad when all you see is a bunch of dudes in the front there with tie dye shirts. It's a wrap.
Oh,
it's a wrap.
Bro, these are so good.
Yeah, and they're walking out with bags. They like walk into the Publix to get bags.
What do you got going on tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know, off?
I'm going to the beach tomorrow.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What beach?
I have no idea. I really don't. It's just kind of whatever beach falls in the direction that we're going in.
What direction are you going in?
I have no idea.
Hmm?
Why? You off tomorrow?
I don't know. He's gonna be busy.
I don't know. Are you gonna be busy tomorrow? Or are you a
booty call?
You work tomorrow?
No.
No. You want to go to the beach?
Depends on what beach you go to.
What beach would you go to?
Nurse Smyrna.
NSB. I was thinking about that. No, honestly.
NSB. No, I love New Smyrna Beach. Yeah. If I go to the beach, I'm going to New Smyrna Beach.
Yeah, I mean, we won't be out there for that long. You know, maybe just a couple hours just to get some sun. Because it's hot.
Just let me know if you...
Last time you went, you got hammered.
Huh?
So last time you went, you got hammered and you came back here all late.
Oh, yeah. Yo. This man showed up like an hour and a half late and slumped.
That was our last test phase we did a couple months
ago.
Yeah,
yeah. That was the last one that we did, yeah.
I was preparing for the test phase.
Bro, you had your glasses on. You're just slumped in the chair.
No, I wasn't.
No, should we pull up the video?
No, he was fine. He was fine the whole time.
Yeah.
A little tired.
You're dramatic.
Yeah.
I'm dramatic.
You were dead. You were dead of the world. You couldn't even walk. We had to use the elevator. Like, he's just making up shit as good.
Yeah.
I mean, we have the elevator. We did use it.
Yeah, for you.
You came down with me.
You're the drunk ass.
No, you came down with me.
No. See, that's how I know you're drunk. I didn't go down the elevator with you.
Dude, he's a stream. I'm telling him.
He's a stream and just do random fucking shit. Like you.
When you stream, you just have it on live. When you stream, you have it on live and you just do random things.
Bro. You just be doing
and we'll just go into the chat and start talking smack with you. Like, if you have a chat, we'll just start talking smack. Just get you going.
I can give it a shot, man. I mean, I make.
Just be you, honestly.
Do you stream your, like, Twitch? Do you have a Twitch account?
There's nothing wrong with it either.
Yeah, I have a Twitch account. But, I mean, I.
Chill in the garage, ripping up whatever you.
Smoke, yeah, if you just do the streaming and like just keep on. Well, you play video games often, do you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, if I were to stream something, it'd probably be like anywhere, something with making music.
Literally, like it would be called like the chill stream. Not much going on.
You got to be interactive with the people that's on there.
They'd be doing the same shit. That's the thing. It's like a collaboration.
Just have some it just be making lo-fi on the spot.
Just be making a beat and everybody's just in there vibing with you.
Yeah, you can make a mix beat too.
That's what I do on my free time anyway. So
yeah,
I got some great mixes.
Everybody ready? And then everybody looks at the camera and they just fucking take a big ass hit together. And they're like, yeah. And then go back to vibing to whatever fucking music you guys are listening to.
Look into, Carlos, you could do for the future. You can make some real money at it, too. Guess we'll sign off of here and get everything packed up and do our own thing. But appreciate you guys coming by and actually getting another test phase done, having these improvements. You guys even listen to me or no?
What?
No, you're not even listening to me.
Yes, I am. Improvements.
Improvements. Yeah, what Chris said.
You like the setups, though.
Right? Yeah, I know. It's great, especially with this orb right here.
The orb, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get the...
Should have like a little disco bob.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. No, I feel like this is like more of like for like
it's
construction.
It's a job site one.
Yeah.
You should really just get like a little disco ball to put there.
I keep it at home. I just keep it at home for when I'm in the other room because it goes through the grommet there. It's easier than me reaching down and
That's fair. Yeah.
This thing.
Yeah, that too.
It's hella fancy.
The thing's pretty nice, yeah.
Yeah. But no, let's head out of here. I'm gonna go pack up and
thanks for mixing the drinks today, Chris.
Yeah, you like the
drinks? Yeah, the drinks were great.
It's good shit.
Yeah. Hope everybody enjoyed the test phase we did. I know it was longer than expected, but we got some good footage in today.
Hopefully you can mix that up and make something of it.
Yeah, I'll get the reels done, get some little trending stuff, do some AI things. But
hell yeah.
All right, I'm gonna sign off of here. I'm gonna turn this off and see you guys later.
Appreciate everyone who stayed for the whole video. Be sure to leave a like, comment if you have any suggestions or input for the podcast, or if you want something for us to talk about. Be sure to leave a comment in the comments below. Hope you guys have a good day.